Okay, our friends. Are you ready for another spooky story? Are you ready for a story with a monster in it?
That is sad and creepy.
It is. Is it creepy? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's definitely sad.
It has a whole bunch of creepy monsters.
It does has a whole bunch of creepy monsters. Mm-hmm. Let's read it. Let's see what it's all about here. It's sad because the name of the story is I Just Ate My Friend. And it's by Heidi McKinnon. What happens? Why would you eat your friend? Who would do something like that? Oh my gracious. This is it's got a big orange monster on it. Let's see what he says. I Just Ate My Friend was read by Heidi McKinnon, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Wrote by Heidi McKinnon.
Read by Mommy and...
Chi-Chi.
I like it. Hello, Chi-Chi. Chicken. Okay, so when we open the book, the very first thing we see is this sad orange monster, yellowy orange monster, and it says, I just ate my friend. Okay, that's sad. He was a good friend, but now he's gone. And he's crying. Oh, look at how sad he is. Oh, you made a bad choice, didn't you, to eat your friend? Oh. Now he sees a little bug crawling on the ground. And he says, hello, would you be my friend? And the bug says,
no, you're too big.
Oh, he's too big. He's too big to be his friend? Oh, he sees someone else. Well, kind of. We can kind of see who that someone is, too. We can see its feet, at least. It's very big, so the rest of it doesn't actually fit on the page. But he tries. Hello? Would you be my friend?
No, you are too small.
Oof. That guy must be huge. Okay.
Hello, would you be my friend?
He says, because he looks over and there in the bushes is a pair of eyes peeking out at him. And that monster in the bushes has something to say too.
No, you are too scary. No, you are too scary.
Aww, he thinks he's scary. Maybe he was there to see him meet his friend. Okay.
Hello? Would you be my friend?
He says to the caterpillar, who has about 500 legs. Good grief. And just tromping along there pretty fast. And he says...
No, you are too slow.
Yeah. Well, he's standing in one place. And here comes another guy.
Hello, will you be my friend?
And the reply to that is just simply...
No.
This guy does not want to be his friend either. And then he turns around to see two very large eyes in the darkness.
Oh, hello? Would you be my...
It looks like Godzilla.
It does. There is the big giant eyes.
It looks
belong
like
to a big giant mouth, and it roars at him.
It looks like Godzilla.
It does look like Godzilla. Very scary. And our little monster says,
never mind. Goodbye.
And I don't blame him for thinking or feeling that either. He's going to get out of there before he gets eaten. But now he's alone in the darkness and so sad. And he says,
what if I never find another friend?
Oh, his face is so sad.
What if I ate my only friend?
Well. Oh, now, here we go. Everything is going to be all right. Kind of. Because here comes another monster who looks at him and says,
"Hello, I will be your friend."
And finally, he's no longer alone.
It looks like they're holding hands.
And it looks like they're holding hands. I'm so happy he found a buddy, aren't you? And then...
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, my friends.
The blue guy just ate the yellow guy.
The new friend looks at us, and our yellow monster is gone now. And the new friend says to us,
"I just ate my friend."
Yikes.
And now he is alone in the night time and in the darkness. You know, here's the thing. We have to have impulse control. Do you know what that is?
No.
Impulse control? Self-control? Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We cannot just do whatever we want to, especially when it comes to having friends. We have to consider their needs and their thoughts, because otherwise they will not be our friends for long, you see. If you... Well, let's say instead of eating his friend, what if he just pushed his friend? Do you think his friend would stick around for very long?
Mm-mm.
No, same thing would happen. Or if he yelled at his friend, do you think his friend would stick around for very long?
No.
Absolutely not. So let's just substitute that. I just maybe yelled at my friend. Or hit my friend. Well, no. See, now you're not going to have a friend if you do that. So that's why it's very important to treat your friends with kindness and respect. Because that's what you want from them, right? The golden rule, do unto them as you want them to do unto you. As you would like it if they did unto you. Same situation. What a great story told to us in monster form. And with a slightly disturbing thought to it. But that is also, my friends,
the end.
The end.